Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Look at us, all sweet Thursday-ing.
So sweet and enchanting to be here.
We're both kind of sweet Thursday dressed. Would you agree?
So sweet. Yeah, I'm wearing my Easter blazer.
You're wearing an Easter blazer. Yeah. You've worn a blazer now a couple of weeks in a row.
It's a new thing.
It makes me wonder if you were also a real estate agent.
Yes, part-time.
No. Just put out signs with a face on it. It'll sell this property.
It's perfect. It's not too hot, not too cold.
Much like my sweater.
Yeah.
I have a hoodie sweater.
Is that
sweater.
Your Easter hoodie?
I love this sweater. I have nothing to go underneath it. It's got a very specific shade of green.
Uh-huh.
And
you can't green match it?
Nothing I own green matches it.
Huh.
So I went for something darker blue that had a little green in it.
Hmm.
I'm trying to pull it together.
You think that the shirt you're wearing is blue?
Well, it's heathered dark blue, is it not?
I think it's gray.
Heathered navy?
Heather navy?
This is coming from the guy who didn't know the color of his car for 2 years.
That's true.
I don't know.
What did you call your... You said your car that is army green?
I thought it was like battleship green or something. No, it's clearly silver.
It's gunmetal.
Yeah, I was one full armed forces department
there
off.
There was even a correct way to find the answer. Like, you looked through
the
manual.
It was in my book.
Yeah, the book on the car told you it is not green.
No, and for some reason, I was like...
But that's the only way you would accept it, either. We posted a picture of it and let people vote. What color do you think this is?
Uh-huh. No, I need to find it for myself. I will fight tooth and nail until I find out myself I am wrong. You can convince me till the day is long.
You can bring all the facts.
You can tell me facts, but until I look it up personally.
It's got to be a credible source.
There's still going to be doubt in my mind.
Mm-hmm. That's fun. That's so fun.
Trust issues? Yes, sir.
Hi. That's me.
I trust two people in this room, and you're not one of them, Claire.
Oh, come on.
It's just me and me.
I'd never lead you astray. I told you the real color of your car.
That's a good point. Your trust is a very long fuse. It's building.
Yeah, come on.
It's slowly building.
Let me in.
Is that what you wore to Easter?
You trust me? No. I had a dress.
Okay.
And then the jacket went with the dress, but then
The jacket you're wearing now went with the dress?
Yeah. But then we had like a very casual Easter, so then I just...
Took that jacket off?
Took the jacket off.
Yeah,
I was like,
jacket is kind of formal.
It is, yeah.
That's weird. We're both wearing jackets today.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
I really needed it to be a nicer day today than it has been the last 3 days.
Yeah.
Especially yesterday.
Yesterday was just no fun all the way around. Today isn't yesterday, but
like
today's not tomorrow. Tomorrow's like mostly sunny 51.
That's what I'm looking forward to.
You are dressed for tomorrow.
Yes.
So go to bed in that and wear it tomorrow.
I'm willing the weather to do what I want
I
it to do.
Do that sometimes.
Yeah. Last night, it's like as the sun was setting, I suddenly realized, oh my gosh, that's it. That's the sun. I remember you.
Oh, that the sun did peek out a little bit later in the afternoon.
Oh,
that's right.
It was very exciting. So I was just like kind of, we got ice cream. I was trying to soak it up.
You did?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
What side of town?
Yours. I almost texted you, but I was driving, so I didn't.
Thank you, but no thank you.
I was going to text you and ask you, do you happen to know what the frozen yogurt flavor of the week is?
Yes. I do.
Because I bet you would be good for the answer.
It's butterscotch. Am I right?
It was something I didn't... Yeah, I think you're right.
It was butterscotch because I thought it would be funny for April Fool's if they mixed tuna melt and butterscotch so they had tuna melt, yogurt, and then butterscotch sandwich. I thought that would have been hilarious.
Oh, just on the sign?
Just on the sign.
Just on the
Don't make it. Butterscotch sandwiches and tuna melt yogurt?
Ugh.
Yuck.
No.
No,
tuna
thank you.
Tuna melt frozen yogurt.
Yeah. But...
No. Big bag of no.
All right. I'm just going to... politely ask one more time.
Yeah.
If you're ever in my neighborhood and you're getting ice cream.
Yeah.
Invite me.
Okay, I will.
Please.
But it seemed like we were just like drive-through only. It was still kind of cold and it was really, really windy. So I'm like, we're not even getting out of the car.
Because I know how far it probably takes you to get there would be my walking distance.
Really?
So the moment you leave your house, I will start walking. And then I will meet you there. And then
you're going to walk.
Yes.
Why do I not believe this about you?
Because in my head, I'm like, oh, you can give me a ride. But then the other part of my brain is like, that's a pretty crowded back seat already. There's two kids back there, so maybe not. So I'll have to walk. I actually never thought about driving until right now. So...
No, you have to walk. You have to. And it's like the dog with the bone in front of it.
Yeah.
Your ice cream. If you put ice cream in front of Eric, he will walk.
I will drive you home. That puts an ice cream cone in front of me.
Yeah.
And I will follow it wherever it goes.
If we put a treat out in front of you, you will walk.
You got that right.
Okay. We got a plan.
All right. What did you end up having?
I had a sugar cookie shake.
Oh,
yeah.
Was that good?
It was super good.
I've never had that before.
It was very good.
Mm.
Yeah, and the small was quite large. It was amazing.
I do enjoy that most ice cream places now offer junior, because junior is about a medium.
Yeah.
It's big.
Sizes have gotten bigger.
And then I go back to, like, I used to order extra larges back in the day, and what was I thinking?
How did you do that?
My God. Talk about the brain freeze. I know.
Yeah.
So...
Now I want ice cream.
All right. From ice cream to spring coats. Welcome to this fourth day of April.
Proud to be here. And a lot of people have given thought to, like, the music that they want played at their funeral. Some last request kind of things, like, this is how I see it going, right?
We had a great conversation with listener Dawn about this topic for one of our Songversations.
Yeah. The music, right down to, like, maybe what you want. Like, who you want.
Exactly.
How you want the ceremony to go down, what the vibe is in the room. Well, there's a woman in the UK. She actually passed away, sadly, from breast cancer. But she had a very specific request for her dying wish.
Okay.
She, at the funeral, she wanted all of her guests to be greeted by the Grim Reaper.
So the guy, if you remember in the third act of Scrooged.
Yes.
With Bill Murray.
Yes.
The hooded figure that carries the...
The scythe.
Scythe?
Yeah.
Sickle?
Yeah.
Scythe. It's sickle shaped.
It's sickle shaped.
The scythe.
Yeah.
For chopping down wheat, because they're chopping down your soul.
Creepy, creepy Grim Reaper. And then the Grim Reaper would point at people as they came in and say, "You're next."
No! I was halfway okay with this.
She wanted it to be funny. Not terrifying.
That's terrifying.
So the family did pre-warn everyone that was invited to the funeral. And if that's not something you're comfortable with, please don't attend.
But you're next?
That's what she had.
Was it everybody who walked through the door, or like older person or ran like that? I don't like that.
It was everybody.
Claire, this is the opposite of throwing the bouquet at the wedding.
She meant for it to be fun. You're next.
I don't think it is.
You're not having fun with this?
No. I do love the idea of putting fun in funeral. And I think at the door, like, that just, what did I walk by? And maybe because it breaks the ice a little bit because you're going in feeling kind of mopey.
Yeah.
But then for it to interact with you, that's a little.
I want the Grim Reaper there, but I want him to be silent.
Want silent Grim Reaper.
Silent Grim Reaper. Okay.
Are you pro talky Grim Reaper?
I think that it's more fun that way. You're next.
Just a skeleton hand coming out of that cloak
sleeve. It's all about mindset. It's all about how it's presented, right?
It's also got to be super big. I feel like it's not normal height. Uh-huh. Like, you need to find the 7-foot whatever person in town.
Yes.
And put them in it.
And they have to be the Grim Reaper.
Okay, now I'm starting to enjoy it.
It's kind of creepy. It's not for everybody, but it's an option.
If it knew people too, Meredith, you're next.
He knew my name.
I'm coming for you, Meredith. You're dead.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Hey.
Yeah?
Eric, I need to pick up kind of where we left off yesterday. We had a momtroversy question that we put out to the world. Like, what is a song that... when you hear your little one singing it, it just kind of makes you cringe. Because I had submitted for my personal experience, the time when we were in the car and we were doing a road trip, and my daughter requested Taylor Swift's song, No Body, No Crime.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a new-to-me song, but a story song about how this guy cheated on his wife, and then... he murdered his wife when she accused him of cheating, and then the best friend murdered him, and they covered up the bodies, and then the mistress took the blame for all of it. It was such a dark, twisted song, and hearing my daughter sing and know every word was terrifying. But I had a friend reach out to me who was listening yesterday. And she was like, yeah, but you can't get mad at your kid because remember what you were singing at the top of your lungs back in the day from the Chicks? Taylor Swift is in the
Black Eyed Peas.
It looked all right to me, Earl.
I love that song. Still
I know. It was a great song. Yes. But she pointed out to me like that song is exactly the same. And you loved it, right?
It's a murder song.
It totally.
But you were singing that.
Earl beat up Wanda. And so Marianne came back and they killed him.
Oh, you remember the names.
Oh, yeah. Marianne and Wanda were the best of friends.
You were probably a teen, though, right? You weren't a little kid.
Yeah, no, I was a teenager.
You're still a teenager.
So it was appropriate is what you're saying.
I think it's fine. Yeah. You're PG-13. That's okay.
It's okay.
Your daughter's 8 singing the Taylor Swift song. That's still
I
a little
think
cringy.
You did it, but I just can't prove it.
Yeah, it's a little. Bleh.
It's icky.
Okay, what are my 3 questions in life?
What? No, wait. First one was
Hamlet.
Do be or not to be.
Second one is,
do you want fries with that?
Eric through the drive thru. And the third question is,
should I stay or should I go?
Okay. Shannon's out of town this weekend. My Saturday night. What's that face?
Are you going to go too?
No.
Should you stay or should you go?
It's a bachelorette weekend. Not invited.
Oh, not invited. Okay.
I have stuff going on tonight.
Okay.
I've got plans on Saturday night, Pork Tornadoes concert. But there's a little thing called the women's basketball game.
Ooh.
Coming up on Friday. And it's not been confirmed yet, but there's rumblings that they're trying to assemble a pep band.
What? What?
Yes.
Where'd you hear the rumble?
Through the Hawkeye Alumni Marching Band
website. Well, that sounds like a pretty good source.
It's like thunder in the distance. You don't know which way the storm's moving, but you hear it.
Yeah.
So now I'm debating Friday night. Do I go to Carver?
Yes.
Okay, there's the answer.
Are you kidding me? Are you really? Okay, well, what's holding you back?
It's late.
Come on.
It starts at 8:30.
That's true.
That's late.
I don't know why I'm
for what we do and my lifestyle.
Yeah.
That's late.
I should
but
not throw rocks in glass houses
because
I have had the same thought. Like, oh, it's awfully
you
late.
Ready for my other pause? Because I did this. Remember, I did 2 games over the Christmas break.
Uh-huh.
I played live for the men and the women.
Yeah.
Everything's on the phone now.
Uh-huh.
And that is so tiny. I can't read it. So I have to wear my wife's reading glasses. And that just is weird. So it feels
like she's taking them with her?
Probably. No, there are many pairs scattered throughout the homestead.
Is there a solution? Like, could you use an iPad instead of your phone? And
there's a couple solutions. Very smart people, probably engineering students who came back for that alumni band, printed all the songs out and blew them up and just put them on a piece of paper.
Thank
and
you.
Then just use a music stand.
Yeah.
That's an option.
Yeah.
I like the coolness and the technology of having my phone right there, but it's tiny print, man.
I like that. I just want to look cool.
It looks, but then I put the readers on and then it uncools right away.
Yeah.
It warms up.
I don't want to look like a nerd and you look like a total nerd wearing your wife's glasses
wife's
as you look at a phone.
So I'm stuck on do I play or not play pep band.
I vote go.
I'm leaning towards going.
Carpe the diem.
I mean, this is a big deal.
Yes.
Win or lose, just to go to that experience at Carver Hawkeye to watch the women's basketball game.
Just to say you were there.
I got to break out the old saxophone. 46 years after a Missouri hunter found the body in the Mississippi River, a victim has now been identified as a 15-year-old missing Iowa girl from Iowa. There we go. Authorities in Lincoln County, Missouri, announcing earlier this week that DNA evidence and other scientific investigation were key in determining the body was that of Helen Renee Grooms, who disappeared from Ottumwa, Iowa in 1978. She was found near a river in March of that year. The body had remained unidentified and inaccurately classified of that of a 30 to 40-year-old woman until October of last year. They didn't even know who they were looking for because they had the wrong age on the body based on autopsies of the 70s. Completely, the science is the same.
The science is
yes. So anthropology students at Southeast Missouri State University helped provide analysis last October. They exhumed the body. The coroner said, we think we have more evidence. Got to looking, and they figured it out. That it is this 13-year-old who went missing back in 1978. So now back in Iowa, the Wapello County Sheriff's Office has reopened the investigation. Got to figure out what happened.
Yes.
Why was she down there? Why did she go missing? They knew she went missing, but they never knew that was her. So now we've got at least two dots connected, and we'll see where this goes. This has Real Crime Podcast written all over it. It's a fascinating story. Sports Shots! University of Iowa Athletics Department inviting you to a free watch party at Carver Hawkeye Arena tomorrow night, which may or may not include dancing Eric Hansen on the saxophone.
We'll see.
Still thinking about it.
Do it.
Carver Hawkeye, Iowa, taking on UConn. Doors will open at 7. Tip-off is at 8:30. North, south, and west entrances will be open. Free parking. It's free to watch. There will be in-game entertainment. I think that might be me.
Hello.
The Hawkeye Fan Shop will remain open. And concessions, including beer and wine,
nice,
will be available. That, by the way, we've come a long way. That's the University of Iowa's official news release, noting that beer and wine will be for sale.
Much appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you, because we're adults. So that's exciting. If you want to, where you're going to watch the game tomorrow night,
yeah,
Carver Hawkeye Arena is one of those opportunities. And while we're in sports shorts, University of Iowa senior guard Caitlin Clark named the Naismith National Player of the Year yesterday.
Of course she was, right?
Now winning the award 2 years in a row, Bluder did not win Coach of the Year.
Oh, come on.
That went to the South Carolina coach. They are undefeated this season.
Yeah.
A cool fundraiser this weekend in Des Moines that will take you to new heights. This Sunday is the American Lung Association annual Fight for Air stair climb in Des Moines.
Ooh.
Climbers of all fitness levels will climb the interior stairwells of four prominent, very tall Des Moines buildings to raise money for the American Lung Association.
That's awesome.
Climbers start climbing at 8 a.m. and will just continue to walk up and down stairs to raise money in support of the programs that the American Lung Association provides. We know that more than 375,000 people in the state of Iowa have lung disease. The buildings include, in order of height, the EMC Insurance Company, which is 15 floors. The Hub Tower is 16 floors. The Financial Center is 22 floors.
Oh.
And the Ruan Building is 32 floors. Those will be...
Wow.
All of those interior, fire exits.
My buns are burning on behalf of those participating.
Shannon, when she worked for United Way of East Central Iowa, worked in the Human Services campus.
Uh-huh.
She was on the third floor,
uh-huh,
and I didn't like to take the stairs.
I did not like to visit.
But could you imagine doing this at, the Alliant Tower in downtown Cedar Rapids, the former Iowa Realty building, the former...
I've never opted for the stairs.
APAC building,
nope.
Great America Leasing building, the new CRST building.
Uh-uh.
It's a cool fundraiser.
That's awesome.
But, and it's one thing to just do it, right? It's like doing a 5K. You feel good, I think, while you're doing it.
Yeah.
But you're going to get home later, and it's just gonna...
Feel the burn.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call... Z's Sleaze with Claire.
And you'll want to listen up because yesterday there was a big announcement. Warner Brothers announced that there's going to be a fifth Matrix movie that's in the works.
Wait, Warner Brothers is also notorious for making movies and then not releasing them.
And then shelving them.
Yes,
yeah.
For tax write-offs.
But here's the deal. They got writer and director Drew Goddard. He's the guy who did Cloverfield and World War Z and The Martian.
I love The Martian.
I know.
So much.
He's very good. He is going to be handling it because he apparently came to Warner Brothers and said, I've got this idea. I think I have a way that we can continue The Matrix in a way that both honors the original creators, Lana and Lily Wachowski.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be the executive producers. So they're still involved and they heard the idea and they think it's great. But they're like, you go run with it.
Lots of long, dark coats and bending backwards.
Okay.
Is Keanu in it?
And that's the thing is I don't have any plot details. I don't know if it's going to be a direct sequel or if it's going to have any returning characters for that matter. It could be a completely different Matrix. And I don't have a release date. I don't know when
it's
they
start. It's a worldwide Matrix, if you think about it. So
totally.
they can set this anywhere.
Completely. So we'll see what the idea is as the more comes to light. We haven't... It was a little bit of an awkward time about 14 years ago when Conan O'Brien, it was announced that he was going to be the host of The Tonight Show. Huge deal. He replaced Jay Leno, who had done it for years.
I must have missed this. I wasn't really a big Tonight Show guy, so maybe that's part of it.
Okay.
Because I wasn't really a big Leno guy.
I was a huge Conan O'Brien fan.
But I love Conan.
He had done The Late Show forever, and it was just natural fit that he, of course, whenever Jay Leno decided he wanted to retire, Conan O'Brien would swoop in. And he did. But ratings were terrible. And then the executives at NBC made a terrible decision and fired Conan and brought Jay Leno back out of retirement. It was a very icky,
that's just messy,
weird move. And Conan O'Brien kind of said that he wasn't ever going back until Tuesday night. Going to appear next week on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon.
Okay.
Yeah. So Jimmy Fallon now at the helm, at the desk. And his guest on Tuesday is going to be Conan O'Brien. Conan has a new upcoming travel series called Conan O'Brien Must Go, where he visits friends in Norway and Thailand and Argentina and Ireland. And it's coming to Max. So that premieres in April.
When you got stuff to promote, you got to go on the shows, right?
You got to make the circuit. And apparently he's going to go back to the old stomping grounds. Don't let it be weird. Don't let it be weird. Don't let it be weird.
Will they address it?
They have to, yes. Right?
Get it out of the way.
Oh, of course. Of course. We'll see how they handle it. And when big celebrity sightings happen, you have to address it. And this is literally a big celebrity sighting because Shaquille O'Neal was spotted at Garth Brooks' new Friends in Low Places bar in Nashville.
Can I have a gin and tonic?
Oh, no. Shaq, I need you to be Shaq. Eric,
what,
Shaq.
What?
Shaq went behind the bar and helped sling drinks.
I'm sorry. What was that again? Here's a beer.
I don't care what you were. Okay, thanks, Shaq. He jumped behind the bar with Miss Trisha Yearwood.
Trisha Yearwood always working behind the bar at the Garth Brooks bar?
Why is she working it? I don't know. She was working, and then Shaq must have felt bad, so he started working.
You guys want some Papa
Do
John's
they not
pizza?
Have bartenders?
I can call Papa John's right now and get all the Papa John's. You want some Papa John's pizza? Because I have their phone number. You want to call Papa John's? Just ask for the Shaq. It's big.
Celebrity voices impersonated, okay?
Poorly.
Okay, now, I told you, artists will change. Artists will evolve over time. And I think that Alice Cooper has maybe gone full circle because this is a complete 180. Alice Cooper tinkering with the lyrics to some of his most iconic songs and actually rock songs across
Rock spectrum?
Yes. He's got a brand new album that he is releasing that is called Solid Rock Revival, but this album has all been retooled and revamped to be appropriate for teens.
Okay. If you think when he first started, he was kind of rebellious. He wore makeup. He always had a snake on stage.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
He was a bad
School's
boy.
Out for summer. That
yeah.
is
Yeah.
But now he's like my grandfather's band. Or my dad's band.
Exactly.
But he's trying to get back in with the teen crowd?
Well, yeah. And he also, I did not know this, but he has some teen centers in the Phoenix and Mesa areas. And so he's been kind of putting all of his efforts in these teen centers to help teens out. So he rewrote all the songs to riff on his own stuff. Instead of I'm 18, it's I'm 13. Like you're dealing with a whole new set of issues at age 13 than you are at 18. Instead of school's out. School's in.
School's right? in forever.
Yeah. Instead of no more Mr. Nice Guy, it's now I'm Mr. Nice Guy. It's a positive spin on all the stuff that they used to sing about.
I applaud what you're doing, Alice Cooper. I don't applaud the method. I think this one might fall flat.
He's got friends to help him. Helping him out is Rob Halford, the voice of Judas Priest.
Yeah.
He's going to be singing Pleasant Dreams. Daryl DMC McDaniels of Run DMC is going to be on as well. Instead of In the Midnight Hour, it's going to be a children's hip hop song called Midday Hour. And his own daughter, Calico, is also on the record singing a song with her dad about learning to ride a bike.
Calico Cooper?
Calico Cooper, also on the album. It's kind of like a kids bop.
It's Alice Cooper kids bop.
It totally is.
It's kind of teen bop, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, it's harder than kids bop. It's teen bop. That's what we like to call
Z's sleaze.
Nothing is more buzzworthy right now than the Iowa women's basketball team.
Absolutely not. They have made their way into the Final Four, and that's where we're at this morning. We're at the Final Four. We're in Cleveland.
We get so excited. We keep ABC, CNN on. And so anytime we see a national story, it gets exciting. A friend of mine who is currently visiting New Zealand said they just did a story, like local New Zealand news.
Come on, this is just a big deal. Story.
It's a very big deal. And I believe we're going live to the workout room in the basement of the Cleveland Marriott. Here she is, everybody.
There we go.
Yay!
You know it. How's everybody doing this morning?
Oh, we are so excited. You are up at it. You texted me late, and I texted you back early, and you were already working out, Coach Jan Jensen. Thanks for joining the Morning Scramble.
I tell you what. You don't want to miss a second when you're living out your dreams, buddy. I tell you that.
Oh, that's amazing. That's exactly
what
this is.
You're good for five coach speaks, but like good ones. Not just like we're playing the other team. You're just very motivational. Claire, by the way, won the treadmill versus elliptical bet.
I knew
you were just off the elliptical, correct?
Yeah, I was. I may or may not just be finishing my cool down because I can do that.
Okay.
I can walk and I cannot breathe. Because I'm relatively in shape for a real slow pace.
You know what? This is the way that Taylor Swift works out to do that concert. She's on the elliptical and she sings. So you're basically Taylor Swift, Jan Jensen.
There we go. Basically, yes, with about minus about 17 zeros and about six or seven charter flights
yes.
and that. But other than that,
well, let's
maybe
actually,
my voice too.
Let's talk music before basketball. You guys had a dinner last night at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Baby, that was so fun. If anybody has not been there, if you love music, that was one of my, when I saw it was in Cleveland, I think I told you guys last week, I was like, oh, I know they're going to have some venue there because usually what the cool thing is in town, well, usually, you know.
Yeah.
Even not that we've been here the whole time, but as a coach, you know, going to the convention as an attendee, there's just different cool places in every city. They'll have like a, you know, a meet and greet or something. So then when we made it to Cleveland, it popped up that the kind of the Final Four kickoff dinner for all the teams, it was going to be at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Oh, my gosh, people. I was all in.
Did you get them over to hear We Are the Champions?
You know, they did not have the Queen exhibit with that, but as equally cool, because my friend Cammy was not there. She's my best friend from Vegas. We also sang the heck out of Joan Jett. I love rock and roll. Huge exhibit for Joan Jett. So I channeled my inner 80s, and I just went crazy at that exhibit.
That's great.
And then, honestly, with Queen, I couldn't get Lisa and Jenny there. They were already headed to the bus because we'd already... I was last, so I did not want to have to run back. And so I had pushed my luck with everybody doing all the things. So I thought, I got Joan Jett in. Queen's always in my heart. So I don't feel badly about it. I feel like I did 100%.
You can always get back, too. I just love, though, that your bus buddy is looking for, okay, somebody make sure to pair up with Coach Jensen.
Yep.
She'll wander.
Yes, yes, that's exactly. That was exactly. They were all concerned, but I was not late. I made no one late. So it was all good.
That's great.
But you need to go. If you love music, if you're near Cleveland, it's just fun.
Absolutely. That's like it's a must do. But you've got so many things going on. There's a lot to celebrate going in this week. Caitlin getting the Naismith Trophy. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty dang cool.
Very, very cool. Very awesome. Just to win that thing once, but for her to win it back-to-back is truly amazing. Lisa was one of the four. She was also at the award ceremony. Obviously, those of us are biased. We would have loved Lisa to get it. Can't argue with Dawn Staley at South Carolina.
No.
But I know it was a close second. It just depends on what you want to view, you know, the coach of the year. Undefeated season, hard to argue with. But
that, you're exactly
for Lisa
right.
Lisa to be up there on that stage, too. She also got recognized. So it was a really fun day.
Well, it sounds like it's just fun all the way around, but there is some business. Yeah. This is a business trip for you guys. What does the next 24, 48 hours look like? Is it just some practices and get ready for UConn?
Yeah. Well, Tuesday when we flew in, that was the day off, right? Obviously, everybody was exhausted, but it was nice. The charter flight didn't leave till 1, so you didn't have to get up and pack immediately, and it's a charter, so then you can, you know, you don't have that nervousness to get into the security and all that. So we landed, nice chill entrance into being in Cleveland. We practiced off-site yesterday at Cleveland State, so they were great to let us it's hard to get into the big arenas all the time because there's so much happening. So today is a busier day, but it shifted last night. After the Hard Rock and a dinner, I love where our team's mindset is. We've been having great team meetings, film sessions. Today we have one at a breakfast and then a team meeting, and I love their vibe. Now it shifts. We have practice. We have media today. Come back, do some more film. Team dinner tonight, but the shenanigans, if you will, they've now been completed, and we're just going to try to take down, you know, one of the most storied programs in women's basketball history. So the challenge is great, but the Hawks are ready.
That's great. Great to hear.
Well, the challenges with UConn, I mean, they're a tremendous team. So yeah. what's kind of the battle plan, so to speak?
Well, you know, they got five really good players. They have a couple off the bench. They're not real deep. We're similar deep how many we play, but our bench can go deeper. We don't have as many injuries, and we actually have some really quality kids coming off the bench deeper. So I think that's an area that we might have, you know, the ability to go. But I also know Gino and his staff are there. I mean, it's not like they're not going to be in shape, but I do think the depth, they just run a lot of complicated actions, meaning they have, you know, ball screens, back screens, flare screens. They do a tremendous job of reading it. Similar to us in that we don't have a lot of plays. We try to teach our kids to make a read. And what that means is no one knows what the kid's going to do. She needs to read if they're jumping screens, if they're going below screens, and then she has a counter. And to us, and I think Gino agrees, that's the hardest type of team to scout. It's also fun to watch. So they do similar actions, just a little bit more with some back screening and so forth. So we're really going to have to handle all that screening action. And, of course, they have their Paige Beckers, and we have our Caitlin Clark, and two of them are truly some of the best that have ever played the game. So it's going to be hopefully a really marquee, you know, matchup, one for the ages, and, you know, hopefully the Hawkeyes will come out on top.
That's everything we're looking forward to. We couldn't say it any better. Your cool down by my watch, I think, has been over for about 4 minutes. So let's let you get to the showers and get to your team meetings. I'm excited. I'm sure you guys have heard in Cleveland, they're doing a big watch party at Carver Hawkeye tomorrow night. So we're all about that
so
this morning. Yes. And Dancing Eric Hansen might break out the Hawkeye marching band saxophone.
You have to.
I might go down and play saxophone.
I hope you do. I would love that. And I just can't thank you guys enough for wanting to get me on. I know Lisa, our whole staff, appreciates it. And I'm telling you what, it's the people that have been there in our community for so many years that make it so fun. So I hope Carver, everybody who goes, has a blast. You guys, whether you're listening on the radio, which is a good thing to do, right, guys?
Yeah, we
listen to that radio.
Catch that radio broadcast. Love that.
Or you're watching on TV, we love you guys. It makes it so much fun because you're with us. So thanks for having me on. I am now going to hit the showers, and we're going to go work on trying to get two more wins, baby.
That's what we need.
Absolutely. And no matter what, we appreciated watching this journey that the Hawks have been on and all that you've done for women's athletics. It's been incredible to watch this team, and very, very exciting for the entire nation, not even just locally, for a nation watching you guys.
We thank you guys so much. And it's just, we've been so blessed. I'm truly, God has blessed us so much. I feel like he's really, really given us this great opportunity, and we're just going to try to shine on this platform as long as we can.
Well, keep it going. Woo! Iowa coach Jay Jensen. Hit the showers, coach. Right. Hit the showers.
God bless and go Hawks. Woo! Bye, guys.
Claire and Eric can't agree.
All right.
So it's up to you. It's Jury in a Hurry on Z102.9.
The law offices of Scramble and Scramble have been contacted because we are here to work for you. And specifically, our client today is the Downtown Farmers Market in Cedar Rapids.
They have hired us for a very important case. This is a case that will shape the future of the downtown Cedar Rapids Farmers Markets. Possibly forever.
They are in the process of doing some fact-finding, some polling, some let's just throw this on the wall and see if it sticks. But the question they've asked us to ask you, should produce be in one section of the farmer's market, which spans what, like a 6x6 block?
Yeah, it depends on
if
the year.
Not,
but
that could be too small.
Yeah.
Or, as they do now, scatter. So whether you're on block 1 or block 6, you're probably going to find a zucchini. That's
right.
The question.
We are going to be presenting both sides of the case. I'm going to be presenting as is. Let's scatter it.
I am going to take the position, like I do anyway, as I shop. I do like the idea. I'm intrigued by putting it all in one row or one block.
Truly?
Truly,
what's your thinking? Explain it to me.
Danson Eric Hansen. How does Danson Eric Hansen shop?
He gets in, he gets out.
Bam. If I know I'm in the market for fresh produce, and I know exactly where to go, I could also do a little comparison shopping.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the easiest method. That's how we shop now anyway, right? You go to the internet to buy the one thing. There are websites for the one thing. I don't have to browse. I can just get it.
Point and click.
Point, click, or when you go to the farmer's market, it's point pay, and they will give it to you in a shopping bag. You're in and you're out, and then you can go kind of meander and wander the streets after you know because it's a farmer's market. Most people are coming for that stuff that's coming out of our fresh Iowa fertile soil, and now you know all of those people are going to be in a row. And the flip side of that argument is if you don't like fruits and vegetables, you can skip that row.
Just avoid it.
Yes.
Shame on you.
Shame on me.
Yes.
I'm just not in the market for tomatoes this year.
Not even this week. It's this year.
The whole year.
The whole year.
And anything green. I can just go, oh, don't need to go down that row, which actually then would accelerate your farmer's market experience. I think you're providing a convenience by putting them all in one location. I say you cluster it.
Mm. I wholeheartedly disagree. I like the way that it is right now with the vendors all being kind of scattered. It allows you to easily stroll. It's a Saturday morning, right? You're not getting in and getting out. You're going to have an experience. You go to the downtown farmers market and maybe you're looking for something, but also there's the pleasant experience of, oh, I just stumbled upon this. Oh, I didn't even know that somebody in our area made that. And it's about the experience. And maybe you bump into some neighbors or some people that you haven't seen in a long time. You have a conversation, and that's the experience of a farmers market. It's not about efficiencies. But if you want to talk about efficiencies, the upside and how it is actually probably more efficient, if you have produce on every block, then you can just say, I got the tomatoes and now I can go. I did one block and I experienced most of the market. I got a little bit of everything in that one stretch of walking, and then you can leave.
I think you're just afraid of change.
No, I am afraid of nothing. I fear nothing. You know
what?
Did you actually
just look at the camera when you said that? And you smiled.
Because my next point is that I do fear something. I fear the competition. If you put all of those produce vendors in one area, things are going to get competitive. And I don't like the idea of the vendors getting aggressive with one another, because that's going to create tension. And I don't need that kind of drama on my Saturday morning. If they start arguing over like how they can get me a better price at like zucchini, I don't want to be in the middle of it. Don't make me choose. I don't want that.
Can I I'm going to tip my toe on your side for 1 second.
I'm conflict averse.
I am too. If you've ever gone on a tour of like a foreign country, or like you're on a cruise and you step off and the first thing you do, they walk you through the market.
Sir.
Yes. Yeah. I don't like that experience.
It's too aggressive.
Are you telling me that's possible?
I'm thinking it could be possible if we get into this situation.
I don't like that at all.
I don't like that. Okay. So
now, I'm staying on my side. Okay. I still think clustering is the most efficient way to do it.
I disagree with you. I think that we keep it as is. I think we have the produce vendors scattered throughout the market. I think that's a better way to do it.
But just with a note that tells them they can't haggle people. Leave us alone.
Don't hustle us, man.
Who's going to win their case today? Claire or Eric? Jury in a Hurry on Z102.9.
Hey, it's Jury in a Hurry. Where do you land on produce? One section or scattered?
Scattered.
Scattered. Thank you very much, juror.
We'll move on to this next call. It's Jury in a Hurry. How do you want your farmer's market? Everything in one place for produce or scatter it?
Scatter it, please.
Scatter it, please.
Oh, then you know what? Manners.
Very polite help. Scatter. Hey, thanks for calling Jury in a Hurry. Produce at a farmer's market. One cluster, like a hub, or scatter it?
Scatter it.
Claire, you're off to a 3-0 start.
We are off to the races this morning, scatterbrains.
Hey, Jer, thank you for calling for the farmer's market. Scatter that produce or just kind of have a central produce location?
Claire.
Another one for Claire.
Welcome aboard, Jer.
This is Jer in a hurry. Are you voting for scattered produce or clustered one section produce?
I'm voting for cluster and all the food trucks clustered.
Two clusters.
Oh, clustering.
A double cluster, they call that.
Well, enjoy all of the competitiveness and competition.
I'm going to at least enjoy the fact that I finally got one vote. That's good. All right, back to the phones we go. Hey, Jer, what do you think for Jerry in a hurry today? Should the farmer's market scatter those vendors or cluster them?
Scatter.
Thank you.
An as-is-er, if you will.
Keep it as it is.
Thanks for calling, Jer, in a hurry. Should produce be in one section at the farmer's market or scattered throughout?
Scattered throughout.
Thank you, Jer. If it ain't broke, you don't need to fix it.
Claire, I feel like you felt last week on the dog argument. This may be the deciding vote. It is Jerry in a hurry, and your question in front of you, should produce be in one section or scattered?
Scattered.
Scattered.
Claire.
And with that,
that's
the jury hath spoken.
That went quite quickly.
My goodness, we had some thoughts on that.
Just leave it as it is. We kind of know our patterns. We know our flight rotations. Just don't move my zucchini.
Leave my zucchini right there.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B-102.9.
New from producer Ben Benderprizes. Words of inspiration, famous quotes with the Morning Scramble. Just imagine how inspired your team will be after listening to Claire and Eric recite 100 of the world's most famous quotes. No commentary, no application of idea, just the two of them reading directly from a PowerPoint presentation with very little eye contact.
You must be the change you wish to see in the world. Mahatma Gandhi. Next slide.
Franklin D. Roosevelt said, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself." Next slide.
Hello, my name is Ningo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
The Princess Bride. Next slide.
The power of this seminar is in its simplicity. What could be more inspiring than watching two people read the words of other people in hopes of inspiring a room full of people?
Success is liking yourself, liking what you do, and liking how you do it. Maya Angelou. Next slide.
Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit sniffing glue. Airplane. Next slide.
If your company seems to be stuck in neutral and needs a good kick in the pants, then this seminar is for you. Just give them a conference room, an obscene amount of coffee, and watch the magic happen.
If you're creeping, just don't let me find out. Get a hotel.
Never bring them to the house.
Next slide.
Words of inspiration. Famous quotes with the Morning Scramble. That's what they said. Now available for small, medium, and large companies. Booking 2024 and beyond.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at kzia.com.
Okay, have a good day.